1. Begin transmission.
Una mejor noche de sueño con el colchón Serta Perfect Sleeper. Ahora todos están en oferta. Compra colchón de buen nivel Blue Ridge tamaño Queen por solo $369. Un pase a un nivel de colchón Dortmund tamaño Queen por solo $569. O aún mejórelo con el mejor nivel de colchón Goldsmith tamaño Queen por...
Sí, es verdad. It's 1930 UTC. That means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm getting out of my car here at Herrenhaven on a very hot, afternoon. No, it's not afternoon yet. It is still morning. It's about 11 a.m. local time. And, oh, the sun is blazing down on me. Why did I come out? I don't know. I guess I didn't think... Oh, actually, I do know why I came out. I have Mott jealousy. I'm jealous because I woke up this morning, just about an hour ago, and as usual, I ate breakfast, and while I was eating breakfast, I was checking my email, and I'm looking down into the mushroom garden. Is there something moving around back there? I see a birdie. So we might as well head into the forest. So I'm checking my email, and I have, five or six emails from Booper that he sent overnight. I sort of went to bed early. He was up all night. And what did he send me pictures of? Well, one of the emails was just a response to a conversation we were having yesterday. Mostly about some big football games that were going down in his town. That town being the Denver metropolitan area. And anyway... Wait a second, is there a dude back there behind that fence? Who's it? No, I'm just imagining things, okay. But there was about five emails from Booper, each one of which had photographs attached, one or two photographs per email. And what were they photographs of? That's right, Mottis. And of course, for him to spot Mottis, all he has to do is drive up the side of a mountain and get up there at some altitude and find a big pile of rocks, because I'm having a weird sinus day again today. Because where he lives, he does not have Marmota monax, the species of motts that we spot around here, who like to dig in the dirt and live in the ground and do motty stuff. He, of course, has yellow-belly marmots, Marmota flaviventris. And those marmots are a subgenus of the Petromarmota. Wait, what is that? Do I see a fuzzy nose? Is that somebody looking at me, or is that a stick? I can't tell. Let's go over here. I'm up at the bocage. Is there a mati down there? I'm seeing all kinds of little mushrooms on these logs, plus a nice flush of white jellies. Is there a mati hiding down there? I can't tell. He hasn't moved, so I'm just assuming that that's a stick. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, Booper has once again sent me about, 10 or a dozen or less, or fewer photos of those rock motts he has up there in the mountains. Oh, and they're awesome. Like I mentioned, they are yellow bellies, which is sort of a strange misnomer because they're red. They're like red and dark brown. What was that? Anyway. Yeah, and because these motts live up in the mountains where it's cold for longer than it is cold here, these are the type of marmots that hibernate, and these are the type of marmots that are a little bit behind time-wise the marmots that are here. And so he's still got little babies up there, and he's been sending me pictures of little baby rock marmots and adult motts, and pictures that have 2 and 3 marmots in a single picture. There's so many motts up there. I have encountered these motts myself about 6 or 7 years ago. I went out to Utah with my parents for my aunt's 90th birthday party, and my dad's cousins, they live right at the foot of some famous, you know, ski resort. And so we drove up there a couple times, and right there next to the parking lot was a big rock wall that was just covered in these marmots. And so I hung out there quite a bit, taking pictures of these red motties who still have little babies in the middle of July. Because that was about, I was in Utah about this time of year. And I was losing my mind. Of course, all those photographs were on a old computer that died, and I no longer have them. So I obviously need to go out and get me some pictures of some yellow-bellied motties. And so I'm jealous. Man, I saw those pictures of the marmots today, and these are great pictures. Booper has gotten his hands on a decent camera, and he's out looking for stuff to photograph, and he, I don't want to say has fallen in love with, but he has become a fan of photographing marmots too, because, well, they're fun to photograph, and they're very cool animals. And they do cool stuff, and they're so cute, you just want to give them motty kisses. And so, I'm now standing looking over the sub pond. There's nothing going on out here. I am now thinking that, yeah, I need to get out to Colorado so I can go take some pictures of motties with Booper. Man, it's sort of taking some, it's taking a great deal of restraint for me to not jump in my car and drive out there today. I don't think I'd make it very far because I don't have any gas money. All right, I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. Ooh, into the direct sun. It's very painful. All I see are dragonflies, some frogs, and nothing else. I don't see any waterfowl. I don't see any of my herons. Here's a funny frog. Hey, Mr. Frog. Oh, and it was a peep frog. I started walking towards him, because he's sitting here on a stick on the surface of the water. And I got a little bit too close and he said, meep! And he jumped into the water. Look at all these little hopping dudes. Hopping froggers. Whoa, it's blazingly painful out here. Wow, my back is starting to hurt already. not my back muscles, but I'm getting the sting from the sun. Ow. So back into the forest we go. Oh, I'm going to have to talk to Booper and see if I can post some of these pictures he's taken online, or at least, you know, stick them in my SDF gallery so you can see some of these pictures. And, you know, you'll notice that, oh yeah, these look a lot different than the marmots that you take pictures of, Tobe. Well, maybe if you're accustomed to looking at moths, yeah, you'll notice that they're different. Otherwise, it'll probably just look like the same animal. The biggest difference is, of course, their coloration. Like these, you know, these yellow bellies, which I think is a dumb name. They need to be called red moths or something like that. But there is actually another species of marmot. There's one in Asia that is actually referred to as the red marmot. So we can't call them that because it'll be too confusing. And that's the worst thing about common names. All right, I'm walking through the cut here. Gonna go out to the Mulhall's property and look around here for a second. There's no dudes out here either. No mottis, no deers, no turkeys. Nothing going on. Nothing's going on. Maybe we'll go over to the beehives. Let's go see what's going on at the beehives over here today. I can see bees flying around. Oh, and here's the hives. Yes, look at this. It's a... Whoa, look at that one. It's a veritable hive of activity. Literally. Wow. There's just bees swarming all over the outside of the hive. There's... Oh, geez, there's 1,000 of them. Maybe a few less than that. Let's see, I'm working my way up there. Did a bee just fly down my shirt? Okay, density count. There's 10 by 10, so that's about 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. There's about 600 bees just swarming around the outside of this. There's a frame out, there's a comb. Oh, the bees are just going crazy. I'm turning around and I'm walking away. I don't need bees flying down my shirt. So that's awesome. And now I can hear some adults screaming as they walk along the path. We might be leaving, because the last thing we need are the screamers. And it is starting to get a little hot. I didn't think before I came out here. What day is this? Is this a Saturday? Yeah, I think it is Saturday, isn't it? Yeah, because I watched Australian Rules football on TV last night. And they're still screaming. So I think we're going to go deeper into the back 40 and further get away from the bees. One mistake I did make before leaving was not filling up my bathtub with cold water. Because I wasn't thinking heat. It's been relatively cool the last couple of days. With the, you know, thunder showers and all, creating the beautiful overcast sky that we had. And now it's blazingly hot. No, we're leaving. There's way too many people here. I just walked around the corner to see somebody come out of the wall blind, and they're loud as hell too. I can hear them from here. Oh, so we're gonna go into the wall blind and we're gonna see. Yeah, there's nothing out there. Because Jesus, why are these people so damn loud? What's going on back in here? Not a damn thing, of course, because we're all just way too loud. And now these idiots are going back. Oh, this woman was on the phone. She's not even talking to anybody. She reversed direction, so maybe we will go out to the blind after all. Let's see what's up. It's a little bit later today than it has been the last couple times I've been out here, so I'm wondering, will those ducks all be out on their log? Will our herons be out there? Yeah, gotta not come out here on weekends and holidays. I keep forgetting what day it is. But it's Saturday, so that's good news. That means I've got Godzilla movies on tonight on the Comet Network. I hear weird birdie noises. I'm walking through webs, so maybe nobody's been back here yet. Was that a duck's freaking out? Yeah, so the Comet Network. Oh, here's a huge web. Hold on a second, gotta find a stick. Yeah, the Comet Network is airing all the old classic Godzilla movies on Saturdays in July. And I love the classic Godzilla movies. So, you know, bugs are trying to fly up my nose. Webs everywhere. So, you know what I'll be doing tonight? I'll be watching Godzilla and probably some rugby. There's been some rugby league on Saturday nights, too. All right, so I'm standing at the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And there is a duck sleeping on a log, on kind of a close log. And that's about it. That's about it. So, here's some fresh fox poop. My fox is still taunting me. He thinks he's pretty tricky, and he is. Okay, so working my way down the path, waving a web stick in front of me. It's getting a bit warm. Yowza, am I pushing this way too far today? I might be. Into the big blind we go. And we've got a duck, two ducks, three ducks, four ducks just swimming around. No ducks on the logs because it's, you know, way too late in the day. And over, who's that over there in the delta? We've got half a dozen ducks in the delta, plus a blue heron who is now, it's Big Bluey. Hi, Big Bluey. He's so nice. All the ducks are a little bit further out. There's some wind today, and so the duckweed further out is all blown to the side of the pond. So we do have open water out there today. Maybe that's where the ducks are having a good time swimming in the open water. Hi, Big Bluey. He's so nice. Lots of ducks. Quackity quack. All right. Well, due to the heat. Oh no, I just realized. Do I need to go to the store today? Oh no, I think I do. I don't think I've got any food for lunch, which means I'll have to go during the day when it's all hot and yucky. Oh noes. I don't want to. Hey, wait a minute. I think I see a snapper. I see a snapper here in the turtle reproduction pond. It's coming out from this angle. There's this lump in the water. It's kind of big. And suddenly it's moving around and I can see the occasional bubbles and it's scooting back and forth. And it's a big, big snapper. I can't really tell which snapper it is. But it's a big one. Oh, he just stuck his head up. I'm waving at him. Hi, snapper. Oh, he's turning around. Is he turning around to come in over here and see me? It looks like he's having a feast. He's chomping on something. Having a really good time. Well, that's good. We haven't seen any of our giant snappers recently. Let me get back up here on the footbridge. Yeah, look at him. He's having fun. He's having an early lunch. Look at him. He's in the shadow. If he would swim out into the sun, I might be able to tell which one he is. But it's funny because, you know, this whole pond is, this turtle reproduction pond is just covered in duckweed. And so there's just this green lump of duckweed. Oh, and now it's moving. So you can kind of tell it's a snapper. He's just kicking slowly around. He's looking for yummy foods. Probably chomping on some frogs. Maybe some little fishies. Wow. So that's great. Big bluey and a giant snapper today. Here on the Dubious Goals Committee. That's just awesome. Oh, I should be looking for mushrooms around here too, but it's getting to be a little bit too hot. I can feel sweat beading up on my eyes. That's never good. Then you blink and then the sweat gets in your eye and then you can't see. This might have been a mistake coming out here today. And we got quite a ways to go to get back to the car. Oh boy. So I think we're going home. As we round Frog Harbor, I can look down into the water and I see there's some frogs on the logs. Yay, froggies! Frogs on logs are very fun and happy. Hoo-wee. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, if you're so sensitive to heat, how are you gonna go to Colorado and have to walk for an hour and 20 minutes just to get up to the marmots? Well, the good news is they're at high enough altitude that it is actually nice and cool up there where the marmots live. Above 10,000 feet, above the tree line. It's one of those things where I'm actually probably going to have to take a coat and some gloves. It'll be that cool. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to having to wear a jacket and gloves in July. Because I got to find me some mates. Oh man, I'm in the sun again and it, ow, it stings. Ow. Oh, back into the shade, thank God. Whoo! Yeah, so. Going on a marmot tour. And that's what I would do if I was super duper rich. I would just, you know, fly around the world and go on expeditions to find various kinds of mates. You know, go to the Himalayas, find some Himalayan mates, and go to the steppes, find some Bobak mates, Marmota Bobak. Hey, who's this dude? Oh, here's a funny little damselfly flying around in front of me. He's black and iridescent green. Very cool. And then, where else would I go to look for mates? Oh, South America. And of course, I'd have to go up into the Pacific Northwest that has two very special mates endemic to that area. The Olympic marmot and the Vancouver Island marmot. Not to mention the hoary marmots that they already have up there. I mean, if you live in the PNW, Pacific Northwest, I almost said PNG. If you live in the Pacific Northwest, you have the possibility of seeing three different species of marmot. That's a lot different from where I live, where we got one kind of marmot, the mati kind of matimat, also known as Marmota monax. I'm walking by the shed, double checking for any shed hiding dudes. I did not seize any. Back in the parking lot that is paved with limestone aggregate, so it's super bright. The glare is outrageous, and it reflects all the sunlight right back up into your eyes. Putting my sunglasses on. Oh, and I'm remembering the good thing that happened to me while I was driving over here. No, I did not see those turkeys that I've been seeing the last couple days. But as I drove by the school, they had removed the construction dumpster because there was, you know, some construction there. And where there was used to be the construction dumpster, there was just some junk still lying in the parking lot, one of which was this piece of pipe. And this is an awesome piece of pipe. It's about, 18 inches long, maybe a little bit longer, about 2 feet. So it's about 50 to 60 centimeters long. It's that perfect diameter for launching Easter eggs. So what diameter is that? Is it 1.5 inch? Oh, and it's been cut. I'm going to have to take these burrs out. I don't know what this used to be. It must have been a fence post or something. But it's just perfect for my questionable uses. So I picked it up. I'm so happy I have it. All right. I got to get into some air conditioning in the next 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And I have made it back into the refreshing air conditioning of my home. Yay! I feel so much better already. I'm just sitting here in front of my computer drinking some cool lemonade. I need to get some more. My cup is now empty. And I'm also sitting here looking at more of these pictures of Mati's that Booper has sent me. Here's a shot of an adult with a baby. Here's a shot of just a baby on top of a rock. He's in the sun and he's saying, "Hi, I'm a baby Mati." And here's a picture of an adult Mati. It's kind of big. And he's standing up on a rock and he's looking at the camera saying, "Hey, are you taking pictures for a Mati modeling magazine? Because I'm too sexy for my shirt." And that's why marmots don't wear shirts. And then there's another picture in here in this group of photos that Booper sent. It's not a marmot. It is, in fact, a moose. And this is not the first moose photo he has sent me. This is... Man, and look at that dude. It's just unbelievable. I have to go to this place in Colorado with Booper because I want to get pictures of yellow bellies and mooses. Why? Because you've been listening to the Dubious Moose and Marmot Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go find something to eat, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
That was Gary Numan. Next is Devil with Underground with I'm Sticking with